The newspaper in the tiny town of Lost Nation, Iowa, is coming up on a milestone. In a few weeks, it will print its 1,000th issue. Not bad for a small town weekly. But what's remarkable about Lost Nation's community scoop is how it's produced. There are no printing presses, no staff of paid reporters. For nearly 20 years, the paper's been typed up, laid out, photocopied, folded, and mailed, all by volunteers. Here's NPR's David Shaper.
Lost Nation, Iowa isn't in the middle of nowhere, really. As one resident puts it, it's less than an hour from everything, which would be the Quad Cities, Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, and Dubuque. Every Monday morning in the back room of what was once a bank but is now a hair and tanning salon, six women sit down next to phones and typewriters. They're on a mission to find out what their neighbors have been up to.
Leslie? Yeah, this is Elaine from the Scoop. You have any news today? No news? Okay.
Elaine Hack pages through the slim Lost Nation phone book and calls up a few dozen people, but she's not having much luck.
Well, I've made a lot of calls today. I'm just about through. Most of them haven't done anything in the last week because of the weather, so I'm not getting as much news as usual.
Now, news, that's a relative term. The pastor of Lost Nation's Presbyterian Church, Paul Skelly, says what they're really looking for are just the simple, everyday events in people's lives.
Local news about baptisms and parties and who ate at whose house and where the cards were played and who won.
Skelly says the residents of this town of fewer than 500 lost that weekly update on who's doing what 19 years ago when the local newspaper, the Lost Nation Press, folded.
We really felt a void of knowing what was happening in the community and having a place to advertise our pancake suppers or fireman dinners or whatever.
So Skelly and a bunch of volunteers got together to try to create their own newspaper called the Community Scoop. On the masthead, there's a wide shovel, the kind that's used to scoop corn. And fake names like I Am Boss for publisher and I See Poorly as proofreader. Those who helped put out that first issue, Shovelful Number 1, 19 years ago this week, describe how it went.
Difficult.
The copy machine they borrowed broke down, and the scoop almost never was. But about 400 copies eventually made it into mailboxes. In all the years since, they've never missed an issue. After the first group of volunteers makes calls and writes up the news and ads on old electric typewriters, a second group comes in Monday afternoon to lay out the pages, anywhere from 8 to 16 of them. Then they take it up Main Street's two-block-long business district to the home office of Rita and Howard Johnson. They've got the biggest copy machine, so they've offered to print the 700 or so copies of the scoop. And on Wednesday mornings, some 15 to 20 women meet at a restaurant called the Pub Club to fold the 17 by 11 inch sheets of paper and get them ready to mail. It's a fair amount of work, but Carmelita Randolph says she and her colleagues don't mind at all.
Oh, I think I just enjoy the getting together, the women and the fellowship and just
the coffee and the cookies
we have, yeah. And it's just small town. We wouldn't see each other probably this much if we didn't get together.
To those living in and around Lost Nation, the scoop is a vital thread. As small towns like these lose anchors like commercial newspapers, banks, grocery and hardware stores, Lost Nation's scoop helps maintain the town's identity. Barb Thiel is a newcomer. She moved here from Des Moines 4 years ago to be closer to her son and started helping with the scoop just 2 months ago.
I love the scoop, but I grew up in a little town, and it's part of the what holds a small town together is knowing what everybody else is doing, and they do. They want to know.
Even the people who've moved away want to know. More than a third of the Scoop's subscribers, more than 250 in all, live out of town or out of state. They say it helps them remain connected to their roots in Lost Nation, Iowa. David Shaper, NPR News.